to be alive and breathe. How lovely is it for you to know that you have another opportunity to enjoy the beauties of this life. To look at the stars in the sky at night and look at the sky, blue sky in the day. To breathe the air that exists on the earth. How beautiful is it to know that irrespective of all the challenges of the earth, you have been chosen among the living today. How appreciative are you of this gift of life? How appreciative are you of the journey of life? Sometimes we forget about the fact that we are not where we used to be, even though we're not where we want to be. So it is a day of appreciation. It's a day to remember that irrespective of all the happenings and the effects of COVID-19 in 2020, right into this 2021, you have survived almost another year in the pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes, and everyone listening to the sounds of our voices, you have to be appreciative of life. And that's the energy we'll bring this morning. And that's the message for you to kickstart this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Welcome, indeed, to Radio That Heals.
Welcome, Lagos. Welcome. How are you doing this morning? Check your time. It's 9 past 10. And today is the 23rd of November, 2021. It's a Tuesday. Of course, we're still very much in the start of the week,
we're
right?
Approaching the midweek.
Approaching.
Like play, like play.
The week. It's okay. Well, anyway, how are you doing? We're hoping that you're good. Welcome aboard. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
You already know this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke.
Right. Are you excited about this day? Are you excited to be happy? I like it when you, you know, give that. You should be part of those people who, what's that thing again? How do they say it? Aspire to, all the spires.
I think you are saying I should be a motivational speaker.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think I am, because my story is a lot of motivation to people.
Yeah.
You know, my life, history and all that.
True.
And even if I don't say a word, you know, people get inspired.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I add putting words to my story, I think it's going to be inspirational. But the fact that the profession of motivational speaking has been abused somehow, you know, and people don't take it seriously. But the truth is, especially in third world Africa, we need a lot of motivation. We need a lot, because everything, there's nothing like everything. There's no normal situation in our case. So a lot of motivation, a lot of push, a lot of inspiration for people to go about their businesses.
Aside from even being in this part of the world, I think it's a natural thing. Because every once in a while, as humans, there are times where we're not in our best. There are times when we don't feel like ourselves. Mm-hmm. There are times where we feel like, nah, I don't feel like I am confident enough. I don't feel like I am bold enough. I don't feel like I can achieve the great things that I want to achieve. That's emphasis on feel, because it's just a feeling. It doesn't mean you cannot. So that's why motivations are there. Motivational speakers are there. So that they can motivate you with their words to spur you, to, you know, propel you, to wake you up and say, come on, take that feeling off. You have the ability, you have the potential, you know, to be all that it is that you were meant to be on the surface of this earth, right?
That's
actually a very high necessity, I would say, to human nature.
Absolutely, indeed. And of course, with all the voices all around, different voices telling you how bad things are, how low you should be, that you're gonna die, things like that. You know, you need some of that motivation to remind
True
you.
True that.
All right, indeed.
True that. So on that note, Lagos, welcome. How are you doing? If you are new here, I'm going to ask you just one question. Where have you been? Well, welcome anyways. We love you. Welcome to the family. And then this first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos, where that you call us up and tell us what is happening around your area and how you are feeling, because we really do care, right?
That's right, we care.
We do care about you. So do tell us what is going on around your area. Sarah, and how you're feeling this morning. Do you want to rant about something? Do you want to vent about something?
Or do you want to commend something?
Yeah.
There are good things happening.
There are good things happening as well. So feel free to do that. The phone lines are up. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can also reach out to us on WhatsApp.
It's back, ladies and gentlemen.
It is back.
Like the WhatsApp number, like you never left, right?
Like you never.
The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages.
That's right. And, you know, I wanted to say something.
I want to say something, too.
What is it that you want to say?
No, you say something, and I'll say something. I want to say something. You're looking.
Look at what?
Oh, take me to mama again.
I want you to take me to mama.
You're so beautiful.
I mean, we compliment ourselves. Look like we are going for a photo shoot.
Besides,
did we plan this?
We didn't even plan, no.
What's going on here?
You know, day when I was dressing up.
Oh, gosh, man. We have to take a photo shoot.
This is beautiful. I love this dress.
You
I mean,
too.
You should
look
take
very
a lot
good.
Of pictures of this. I mean.
Yeah, I would. Child. I would. You look so good, actually.
I'm picking fine like this.
But you're looking good as well. I was going to, you know, when you walked in, I was like, nah, should not be showing these things like that.
So guys,
I don't understand.
I had my jacket off, and then
your shirt looked too compressed. If there's a word, compressed.
No.
So all the biceps and the chest and you know
it's
everything
showing.
Was so pronounced.
Hey. So how is that?
It's a problem.
That's the match. That's what I mean. That represents, you know.
Okay.
I get it.
It's a problem.
That's why we went to get ice cream the other day, and then.
Okay, let me tell the story. Lagos, I want to give you all some gist. So, I and my husband, Collins Teke, went to, you know, just sit down at a very popular store. Eatery. Is it Eatery now or Cafe?
Cafe.
Yeah. And we sat there and he, you know, ordered for ice cream. I also ordered for ice cream, but, you know, I didn't want to take at the time. And then I walked out to ease myself only for me to see two, you know, very beautiful looking ladies. I think they were having a good time with themselves. And I overheard one of them saying, oh, that guy is so cute. Look at the way he's licking the ice cream. And I went, that's my husband. Oh. Like, for real, guys. I had to walk up to him and say, oh, really? That's my husband, you know?
Why did you do that, though?
Why won't I do that? Hello? Hello?
Why?
I had to straighten the records so that the woman would not see. Hello?
Were you
jealous? Hello? The owner of the property is right beside you. You know, it's right here. I had to say that because I could see the way she was. She kept on talking about it, actually. I had to even stay there with them. We gisted about how you were licking ice cream. Like, we both gisted. And she was saying that she hasn't really seen a man who would hold a cone of, you know, ice cream and, you know, lick the ice cream and all of that. And I said, yeah. You know, she went on saying, oh, he was just licking the ice cream like there's no care in the world. And I said, yeah. He actually said he wanted to relax and, you know, just have something, you know, cool and sweet that he can, you know, lick. And we actually stood there, we're gisting about you licking ice cream. And you didn't even know.
Jeez.
You didn't even know. But I had to, you know, straighten the records.
So you were jealous, right?
Not for you.
You were?
I don't get it. Are you asking me a question?
All right, let's get to Lagos. How are you doing this morning? What's going on in your neighborhood? Do not forget to scream,
What's up, Lagos?
Because this is where the energy is different. Hi, good morning to you. All right, next call coming in on 0700-993-993-993. And them ladies can call
01465-7190.
WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. Let's go. Who's first? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Yes. Nice one.
Good morning, detectives.
Good morning.
Andrea, no blame you.
My sister. What
because
can I...
you know they had another person single become another person own. Your eyes, they took forget them. They don't see correct man. I no blame you at that. Be good. As you go talk and make them not say no way for them.
Wow. Thank you.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Florence from Onipan.
Oh, great to hear from you. How's Onipan this morning?
Onipan is cool and calm.
Fantastic to hear. Thank you for contributing. Well, Shekla, you say you did the right thing.
Now for you.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Jacob.
He's laughing at himself.
This is my first time I'm calling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You made it.
I am so happy. This is my first time. I tell you people every day.
Oh, wow. We're glad you made it.
Wow. How is my God doing? Thank you so much.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you too.
That was on spot for you. That was good. That was good. A woman will not ripple where she comes from. Another woman will not ripple where she comes from.
You know?
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate you indeed. And have a splendid time in Magodo.
Yeah.
Wow.
You too.
Okay. But what, they were just compliment. They were just,
yeah,
just a compliment.
It was a compliment. But don't you know what licking an ice cream, you know, represents?
Don't take my mind there, please.
And then the way she was all about how you were licking the ice cream, I was like, I had to go. Hello, that's my husband, you know. I don't get it.
Oh, boy. But I've caught many people, their eyes, looking at you.
And then, no. This was where I don't like they were talking about me.
They just look.
They were just looking. And it's okay to look. If she had looked and just passed, I would like, okay, nice. She's just admiring my husband. Look at the full lines. You know?
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? This is my first time of calling.
Yay, welcome.
I want to protect your husband. No. That is how they take collect my own. No.
Wow.
Protect him very well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank
good morning.
You.
I love you.
Good morning. We love you too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I know what you are doing. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Wow.
Okay.
So actually, do you think someone can take me from you?
I've said this before and I'm saying it again. Yeah. I trust you, but I don't trust them.
You know? Don't know how far they can go.
And if I don't love you, if I don't, you know, have you, if I don't like you, if I don't love you, I don't think that I would have done what I did. You're mine. So I got to protect what belongs to me. Don't you get it?
You must. I'm sure you did smile.
And then, apart from that, I was also very proud. No. Not that. I actually did smile. I was all smiles and giggling because I like, okay, that means she's appreciating a good thing. And
let me let it.
But the way she was on going and going on and on and on, I had to stay there. I had to juice the juice together.
let's admire together. Oh, Lagos.
Right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Right. The call is back. Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Top of the day to you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was licking the ice cream. Like the holy man from Kalahari Desert.
Is there ice cream in Kalahari Desert?
Yeah, the weather is changing to your weather now.
Who?
So you are licking it like a deer pattern for the living water in the bush.
I don't get it, man.
They are not admiring you. They were just looking at the way you are licking it.
Exactly.
From Kalahari Desert.
Bye-bye. I can't believe this. Where my mind is not going to, people want to take my mind there. Please. It's Tuesday morning. It's too early. Please, let's keep it holy.
Victor is on the line.
Who's Kalahari Desert? Where?
Hi, Victor. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Andrea, my sister. Good morning, Collins, my in-law.
Good morning to you, Victor Igwe.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yes.
The topic, in fact, is quite funny. There is an adage in Igbo that says that onye kpọ ihe a ekwu ihe nkekiri ihe agbataobi ejiri ihe kpuo ntụ, that is when you don't give proper attention to what you have, another person will misuse it. I think Andrea is very, very right in doing what she did. In fact, it's always good, no matter how confident you are about your man, no matter the confidence you really have about your man, you always have to walk around him in order to show that possessive tendencies in order to pronounce your ownership of what you have. I think 3 days ago, there is this particular lady that normally comes around my business place to charge her phone. In fact, she always relaxes herself coming to my place to charge her phone. But somehow, I've been very apprehensive of the fact that one day, my wife, while she'll be coming back from work, might bust into her. So, 3 days ago, she came to charge phone. I was actually at the front of my shop. While she came, she put her phone on the light and was charging it. Inside of the shop was a bit hot, so she came out and used a seat to flank by me. Then, within few minutes, it was the time my wife normally closed from work. My heart started booming. I wonder what will happen if my wife comes out. Though she has a very strong confidence over me. But I was very, very apprehensive of the fact that if she comes around and sees me and this lady outside the shop, what will she say?
Right. We need to go on a break. We'll be right back, Lagos.
And we're back. Back again to continue a great fun on radio as we talk about the things you want to talk about. We're finding out how you're doing, wherever you are. And we also have our banter ongoing. I mean, she shared that gist of protecting a territory.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are contributing on that. And yes, in case you're just tuning in and wondering who are these people, we are the Techers. She's Andrea Odubi Teke.
And he is Collins. Teke.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. So there are WhatsApp messages, and I would like to take a few. Let's see. This person here is coming from Adeshina Ayotorimbo from Matagu, says, "What's up, Lagos? Collins and Dre, you see, we have so much motivational liars. I know you know. We can't have more, please. Maybe if we have reality motivational speakers." Anyways, all right. I think he's talking based on our intro. Another here says, "What's up, Lagos? I'm all Collins. I think I'm in love with your wife. Oh, her voice is so sweet. Who is this? And no name to that."
You know. When the cell phone from village, you know that's how that's what happened. Okay. When they gradually tell you that, oh my show, that's what happened.
Okay. Kayode from Imeju Lake, he says, "Good morning, Andrea and Collins. Andrea, nice one for protecting Collins. I love your jealousness." All right. Okay, another from, this is Toyin from Lake. He says, "Andrea, you're on point, I don't blame you. I would do the same thing as a guy. I would be happy, though, that my wife is being checked out by someone else, but it must end there."
I must tell you.
"I can't shout, but I love your courage. You're an exceptional woman, Jerry." Oh, goodness.
So there's some guy that dropped you recently and also picked me up. So he was talking about you and all that. So I just mentioned, "That's my wife." "Ah, he said it's your wife."
Wait. What was he saying?
It was a wife.
What was he saying?
He was saying the energy, like the that it was a great trip. The energy. I don't know what you guys talked about.
We didn't talk.
It was just all appreciative. Maybe the textile look.
No, I don't think so. Maybe because I was quite patient with him. We had a few conversations, but we didn't chat.
But just, I mean, he was all praises, and I'm like, okay. I say, "My wife." "Yeah, I said, wife, yo." you adjust. Better adjust then. Better adjust before I give you left backhand.
Okay, so I'm going to take this message from Track. And
hi, Track, my man.
He says, my family, been a while, and I story they start. Alika and Luke, the same thing, same target. He says, I'm a lion, protect your territory. Women are attracted to collect, and if they make a collect mission, forget. He says, men, we are more of free to air. If you come, we take, but it's based on the guy's basic principles. It says, every female wants a lion for keep. Note, he's saying this message to every woman or every lady. He says, for ladies, you attract more females the way you talk about your husband or fiance or boyfriend to other ladies. Says, you inside target yourself most times.
That's right.
I think you said that earlier.
Absolutely.
You know, the way you talk about your husband will make other ladies have interest in your husband.
That's right.
Now, wow.
Now, for men, when you talk about it, people will have interest, but at the same time, they're looking. You can't die dead. That's the meaning. So there's a bit of a fear. But some people don't send. Anyhow, talk or don't talk, they're just all about. So guard your territory.
Nice one.
Very, very, very.
Okay, there are more messages, but hey, the phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993.
Hello. Hello.
What's
up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
I totally agree with Andrea. Sometimes early in my marriage, there was this lady,
Church.
Every day she would call my husband and she would stand somehow, you know, suggestive. Sometimes I just said, and she doesn't greet me. That was her undoing. And so one day I walked up to her. In fact, after talking with my husband, she walked off. I said, do you know me? She said, yes. I said, who am I? She called my name. I now said, okay. But you don't greet me. So I don't know why you should be my husband's friend and you are not my friend. That doesn't go well.
That's right.
She was saying, and I said, so what is it you always stop him to tell him every time?
Oh.
She now said, he did her a favor. And so she was thanking him. I said, what did he do for you?
Oh.
He gave her money. I said, how much?
Uh-huh.
She said, 5,000. I said, didn't you thank him the day he gave you the money?
Oh.
She thanked him. So I said, why do you keep thanking him every day?
God.
And then, you know, when somebody is guilty, you can get her to say everything. So I now said to her, you know what? From today, don't thank him again. And if he greets you, don't answer. So, if he asks you why you don't take his greetings again, tell him his wife said so. And so I didn't talk about it when I got home, and then we both parted ways. I didn't talk about it when we got home until after like 3 weeks. And I said to him, hey, that's your girlfriend, Steph. Look at what I told. He said, which your girlfriend? I thought he laughed. He said, you women. And so that ended it. After some time, I stopped seeing that girl in the church.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
You did a good job there.
Thank you.
Defending.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Chest alive. Welcome.
I choose to remain anonymous.
All right.
There was a day when I was, you know, a relationship and cutting my wife. We went to a party. Now one guy, my friend like that, he got a press and phone. Two of them gone there. And now I stand up and remove my wife from where she was in there. This time I can't look that guy in the house. Because my wife is like she's leper, very, very, you know, front is very, very style. So I don't want any nonsense, to come near her.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yes.
Anybody who won't come put eye for Andre, we are going to day. Now I should go where I go take cause that person for to go to college.
It never is like that.
It is there.
Okay, it is there.
I want to ask you something.
Yes, please.
Concerning Otter. Otter Roots. They don't put hardcore. So, nice kekek. If kekek are us. Now, so we could dance with the kids. If they do me with the so, one day, I carry my head. come ask for Keke friend. So that road, you could skip the thing like that, but they put a hard call.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you one question.
Okay.
That palliative donation, that 70 billion naira donation, and that Abacha 1 trillion, what they retrieved last year, what did they take and do, sir? I want you to answer me that question.
I will ask them now, 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 now. Just as you drop this club.
Yes, you're supposed to do your investigative journalism.
That,
as a journalist.
Yes,
I will. Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the one that gave him job and description.
I am not
investigative.
I am. Hello, please. No, not everyone that speaks on radio is first a journalist or secondly an investigative journalist.
Yeah.
Do you know what it means to be an investigative journalist? You think it's biscuits? You think it's just wake up, I can't come and say I want to investigate? Can you pay one investigative journalist? I think we should also get information about these things. Mm. All right. You know what it costs for that? We have investigative journalists in-house. And as you have mentioned, if it's among the priority and the list, they're going to find out. Mark, me investigative journalist.
Victor is on the line.
Sorry, Victor, sir. Sorry for giving you.
Hello.
You're welcome, my in-law, my sister.
You're back again.
Yeah. I was interrupted by the ad.
I need
to complete my statement.
Yes, right. Go ahead.
I was saying that what Andrea did was the perfect thing. I was saying a story about how my wife just came and saw someone who was charging phone on my business list. I think that jealousy is not out of place. If you don't love somebody, there's no how you'll be interested in who hangs around with him or her.
That's right.
There's an adage also in Igbo that says, that means if you fail to lick your lips, Hamatan will lick it for you.
Mm.
So you have to always guide what you have jealously.
Mm.
And that will always protect the relationship. Yeah. Thank you very much. You guys are doing wonderful.
Thank you.
Well said.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
A minute.
Right.
What's up,
ladies? Yes!
Yes!
Chest alive! Wow.
Hello, Engineer Farah calling you today.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Engineer, welcome.
God bless you both.
Amen.
God enrich you. May God continue to provide for you and your family.
Amen.
This is the best family show on radio.
Thank you.
Cash out. Just cash out, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Collins.
Yes.
You are such a lucky man, okay? I must tell you, you're a lucky man. In fact, you didn't go to the market with a blind clothes, okay? you went with your two eyes.
Those glasses to amplify.
And you didn't know, if you go with glasses, you might be seeing double. thank God your two eyes, all your tentacles, everything was standing. And you made the right choice. God bless both of you.
Amen. Thank you. Wow.
Okay, Shade is on the line. Hi, Shade.
Good morning, Mrs. Baker.
Good morning.
Sorry for keeping you, Shade.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I really love your program.
Thank you.
My first-time caller.
Yay. Wow. Welcome.
I understand that it's early to when other people are trying to admire your husband. I try to defend him.
Have you experienced it?
He's good. I love your show.
Wow. All right, thank you. Wow.
Keep doing the good job.
Thank you, Sharon.
Appreciate you. Okay.
All righty. We have a WhatsApp messages, and we'll take a few before we go back to the phone lines.
Yeah, the buzzing.
Yeah. So let's see. This one here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. Andrea, you've done the right thing. I went to a mall with my woman on Sunday, and there's this fine lady that was staring at me with a smile. Then my woman walked up to her and said, my dear, don't just imagine it. He's my man. Keep off.
Straight off.
And I was like, babe, why did you do that? And she smiled and said, my love, I need to protect you from all these unknown gone ladies. She says, please, well done, it's, I guess you guys are giving me joy. This is Kingsley from Shomolio. But you know what, Ed?
What an expression.
I'm telling you, I remember that now. But you know, there's a limit at which you can actually protect your man. Oh, let's be really sincere. There's a limit that you can.
If you're not, exactly.
No, let me not say exactly like it. Exactly. You understand? Exactly. Because the truth is, right? It still falls on the man's shoulders.
Yep.
Right. As much as, you know, people usually say, oh, the women, you protect what you have. You're solid, solid, blah, blah, blah. This man, if he doesn't have his act right, I'm sorry. No matter how much you try to protect him from the unknown gone ladies, trust me, he's going to be a target. And he's going to be shot. Boop, boop, boop.
And he's going to embrace the bullet.
With his arms open wide.
10:48. That's what the time says. And this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right.
Need we mention again, we are your only and first real-life couple presenting a live radio show right here in Nigeria by extension in Africa. So, guys, you know, we give God the glory to that.
Absolutely.
And we're counting down to a year of doing this.
That's right.
The anniversary is coming very, very soon. So, for those who keep your fingers crossed, so many anniversaries to celebrate.
Yeah.
Wedding anniversary next month.
And the Techers anniversary in February.
So a lot of anniversaries. And there's a lot of celebrations to do. Maybe we'll do a barbecue and invite the whole of Lagos to come eat meat.
Okay. Right. Epos, the storyteller, it's been a while I heard from you.
Hi.
She says, it's an amazing day. Thank God for his goodness. Says, protecting territory is allowed, though, especially from all these praying eyes. So not the talk, not the eye, the talk. Right. Another here says, good morning, the tech here. Sometimes you have to act Voltron, the defender of the universe.
Yes,
defend and secure your asset always and never relent. God himself guides his loved ones jealously. We thank God for his grace.
That's right.
It says, no, be we righteous past. It's Patrick from Ogba.
That's a very humble message.
Yeah, and I love that. Also, another, this is coming from who? What's your name? I'm not sure this one's ours. Right.
Hello.
Hello, Solis.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Tommy calling from the VA.
We didn't get your name.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Sukomi from VA.
Sukomi.
Okay, welcome, Sukomi. Well,
the man with brought something illustration the other day.
Okay.
Concerning the topic of discussion, even though I didn't get Andre's story because I didn't start with you guys, I was somewhere there.
Okay. All
right. So, I think, ladies, I have my friend. I used to have a situation with her one time in church. I just lady that I used to, you know. Just like the other lady that called the other time.
Yeah.
He was talking to me and then we didn't say hello to my wife. We started having issues with that. She would frown at it and then though she didn't talk, but whenever we get home she'll be like, maybe your wife has been talking to you since no. And you know, these ladies should try to understand, though there should be boundaries. But at the same time, human beings are different. We have different backgrounds. There are some people, although, to be honest with you guys, a lady was coming up with something.
Oh, wow.
Yes, she was. Then I had to, you know, let her know that
this place is closed.
There's boundaries, so we can't go beyond where we are now.
All right.
Okay, wow.
That makes sense. Is it okay for someone to choose one of, I mean, we're a couple now. Someone chooses to be friends with one. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're all smiley with one and just bone the other. Me on igbao.
See.
Could it work?
When a man and a woman has come together in holy matrimony, they are no longer different. They are now one. So if you want to be my husband's friend, you have to be my friend.
You must love us.
I have to be my friend. You have to be my husband's friend.
But that's, I don't know if that really work. No, it's not in all cases.
In all cases, nah.
But you can't just be a random person that has no history, no conversation. Yeah. I mean, maybe if it's someone who you're friends with and they don't find a need to be friends with me, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Once we have a conversation and there's clarity between us, there's no problem.
True.
But you can't just be a random person. Oh, you see a couple, it's to the wife, to the husband. And they're there, you just see. Oh, just be hi, to the husband. How are you? How are you? What? I don't think some people do that deliberately. That's evil. That's evil. Because it can break up.
Don is on the line. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Don in the quiz. It's been a while.
Hello.
Oh, Don, it's gone.
Wow.
He gone.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Andrea. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay. My name is Do. I'm calling from Lagos.
Okay. Welcome.
Okay, so cheers to, cheers to Andrea for protecting our man. Oh, my person is crying. Cheers to Andrea for protecting our man. I have a little story.
Okay.
And I actually want your opinion as well. I have this neighbor here just opposite me. So I had a baby about a year back. They were even part of the people that came around and all. So sometime later, she started calling my husband and he called. She wanted to say something. She didn't say. And then she called, but she kept on calling. Then she sent a message and then deleted it. So my husband was curious. He wanted to know what it was. Then later on, he called her. I hope there's no problem. He couldn't talk. She was... like her voice was shaky and all. So my husband told me what was going on. I said, okay, he should just find out. Maybe she's in trouble or maybe something. She needs help for something. So when he was out of the house, she kept on calling. So he said, okay, she should come and meet him at the place where he parks his car. So she came, she covered herself in a veil and all and came. So she started telling him that she's been dreaming about him for months.
Yay.
Now, so they're dreaming about him, they're dreaming about them.
Wow. Welcome back. We're live. It's What's Up Lagos. Godwin, are you still on the line? Hello, Godwin. Oh, Godwin is gone. Sorry, Godwin. We kept Godwin in the line for a while. We had to go on that break. Apologies,
Godwin.
So we're about getting into the family talk with the techers right here. But before then, our banter, our initial conversation needs to be concluded. Let's get some closure on that.
Okay, let's.
And the last caller before we went to that break, please, if you can call back or send us a message, we really want to hear the concluding part of your story and so that we can get the advice that you're requesting here. So we'd like to get the complete part of your story.
Yeah.
If you can call back, we appreciate. Or if you want us to call you, you can let us know. Send us a message. And then,
on WhatsApp, we'd appreciate that.
The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805.
Okay. So let's see. This person here says, this is Ebon from Suleri says, the ice cream story you said, I would use that for my comedy skit. I beg, make everyone appreciate their babe and secure them.
So I've given you context now.
You're going to pay. Excuse me. You're going to pay for intellectual property.
Yep.
All right. Another here says, God bless you guys. I love you guys. My name is Pierce. I love your show. So thank you, Pierce. We love you
too.
We
love you too.
David here says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Andrea and Collins. Please also shout out to the unknown stone men and ladies out there who have to wear face caps so that stone will not hit their head. I don't know what you meant by that. Okay, another says, this is Tony from Lekki. He says, Collins, I swear you're the most luckiest guy in Nigeria. You have the most awesome partner, and I really want to say you are so, so blessed for having such a wonderful woman as yours. Mm. I wish you guys can really know how much you're loved, and Nigeria's laughter alone, and her voice will melt any man's heart if he begs. Are you making me blush or what? Are you trying to make my hair swell or what? I don't understand.
But it's a statement of fact.
I don't care.
It's a statement of fact. Fine voicing, right?
It's okay.
I know you don't like me saying it, but the truth is, you have to say it. Let your head swell.
It's okay. Let it swell. Thank you. It's okay.
It's not your fault.
It's okay. 0700-993-993.
So we have a serious conversation. We have a matter to settle in the family talk today.
Yes.
But we want to wrap up this, as it were.
And we'll do that quickly. I think that we have taken a few of the WhatsApp messages that are here. Mm. I think we're done with the WhatsApp messages.
All right.
Hello?
Move away from your radio. Good morning to you. What's up,
Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Good morning, Deteke.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your program so much.
Thank you.
Whenever I listen to your program like this, I feel like going to get married.
don't feel like, if you're not ready, don't feel like.
Waiting. I have this neighbor by my side. He has been contributing to making me know to get married.
Wow.
Their language is another thing.
Okay.
They can't see any peaceful conversation between two of them.
Wow.
I see your head, look at your head. This, that.
Wow.
Before the man goes out, instead of praying for the man to come back safe, they say, may you not come back safe, Lou. You know, this is your language or stuff.
Are you serious?
So each time I hear this, is this what I'm going to go through in marriage?
No,
the consolation comes when I turn to Nigeria.
Info, yeah.
I listened to the tickets. I said, wow. So marriage could be sweet like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Collins, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
God bless our woman in Jesus' name.
Amen, and you too. Thanks.
I cannot receive congratulations. It's only Collins that can receive congratulations.
And you, Ada.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You have to guard that thing jealously, amigo. There are many, many gold ladies and gold men.
Right. Thank you.
What's to that for me today is the unknown gun ladies. Okay, Sunday has been calling. This is the second time. Let's take Sunday. Sunday, our good friend from Bariga. How are you today? Good to hear from you.
What's up, Lego?
Yes!
Chest alive!
Woo!
Collins and Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen, and you too.
Collins, before I say anything, I want to advise you.
Okay.
You have to be careful of those unknown gunmen.
Unknown gun ladies.
Yes, that said, I love your wife so much. Let them go and look for their own.
Well said.
Hey.
I should be careful, Abi.
Very, very calm and quiet. Everything is okay. So, I want to thank God for all that He has done in our lives, even in the life of you and your wife as well.
May
the Lord continue to keep you and your family as well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bye.
Wow, Sunday, thank you so much. God bless you. By the way, Sunday is an elder statesman. I mean, it's a senior citizen. And with that kind of energy, it's just inspirational.
Yeah. Doshima is on the line. And Doshima will be a last caller for, our first segment of the show.
I called earlier on the show, but I think they went on the break.
Great! You're
back!
We're excited. Okay. You're back. Go ahead.
So let's.
Okay, hi, Andrea. Okay, so I don't know where you had where I saw from, but
you said that she was dreaming. She covered her face and got into the car and told your husband that she's been dreaming about your husband.
Okay. Yes. Mm. Yeah. So, and she's been, and then she She okay, they're dreaming about what? She said dreaming about everything, about a relationship, about sex, about going out, about everything. You know, she felt everything out. But what she didn't know was that my husband was recording the call because she wanted me to know what conversation she was having with her.
Wow.
So he said that, okay, that so has he done anything to make her start having these dreams? As in, is she having this dream because of anything he did?
Yeah, done.
She said no, that she just said having the dreams and all. So it was strange to us because when we moved in where we are, they were one of the people that really were resentful to us. Like, they felt like these people just feel they are too neat. These people complain about too anything. So I was actually surprised that it could be coming from her. So it's been one kind of awkward thing. I wanted to talk to her. My husband said no, that I must not say anything. So I respected him, I didn't. But it's been really awkward. I feel disrespected. I don't feel like seeing her. When she greets me, I answer, but I don't greet her.
Is she also married?
She's married now. She has 3 children.
Oh.
Wow.
And she's there. Her husband is even a leader in a religious, a leader somewhere. I don't want to mention.
Okay.
You
okay.
know.
Wow. But so what even happened was a lady now came to me one day and was like, do I know this lady? The lady didn't know that this lady lived close to me. So I said that what was the problem? She said that I should be careful with her, that there was a day that she saw her entering my husband's car, that she knows her. I shouldn't just let it be because she is that person's wife. Because the man, her husband is a leader in
church,
in an organization. So it's like, and the husband is known around here. So I shouldn't just take it for granted. I should keep her away from my husband. Then like 2 weeks back again, another lady came that she's been wanting to tell me something. But she didn't, that she doesn't want to cause trouble, but I should be careful with this woman. So it's just been awkward. So sometimes I feel like just telling my husband that, please, just allow me, let me just, and talk to this woman, just as in not being aggressive, but just, you know.
Right. So do you want to hear my opinion? Do you want to hear what I want to say to you?
Yes, I want to hear it.
You see, there are some things that you cannot handle physically. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there are some things that you cannot handle physically. So I think that it might be that. And I wanted to ask, did she express herself to him based on she doesn't know what to do? Or did she express herself that she was trying to make advances on your husband?
From the conversation I heard, she was making her intention known.
That she actually wants something going on with your husband.
Yeah. So something happened. My husband now had an accident shortly after. So she kept on calling to check on him. So my husband now stopped her from calling him and blocked her from WhatsApp and all. So since then, she has not tried
from
to call him.
So there are two things. If you cannot move away from that compound, and then you don't want to go addressing her because your husband has said you shouldn't do anything like that, I think that it's something that you should deal with, you know, in your war room, if you know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So it works, actually. It works magic. So if you can do that in your own little space without being physical, trust me, it would work.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so deal with it.
I wish I could just send you a picture. Their door is directly opposite mine. Their window is directly opposite mine.
Really?
So you can imagine. Yes. Hmm. So you can imagine how awkward they all famous.
Can imagine.
You know?
So I think we're going to get your number also. I mean, we could take this further and have a conversation with you.
Send me a DM on Instagram, Andrea_Teke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
You're welcome. Right.
I'll do that. Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do. Well done.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You would say something that it could be obsession.
It's not could be. It is obsession. You know, it comes from anywhere. It could just be you start imagining things before you know it.
You've seen the movie Obsession.
Yeah, and obsession never ends well.
Scary
obsession,
stuff.
Obsession never ends well. You know, the person who's obsessed always gets, you know, into trouble.
Yeah.
But before getting into trouble, they cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So I love the advice of getting to the war room. Yeah. But I said that she also has to take it she has to also find a very, very strategic way of telling
the woman.
No.
Or her husband.
Letting the husband see the need for it to be addressed.
okay,
and cut off in a station where she would be in the know. So that it doesn't, if they have to leave that house, they have to leave it. Obsession is not a baby thing.
I know. And then she has been getting warnings from other women telling her, be careful of this woman, be careful of this woman. So it could be something more.
Trust me.
It could be something
more. And, you can't trust anybody. You know, the man might say, don't worry, I got this. You don't know what she's, you don't know how obsessed she is. You don't know how fast she can go.
She can go, exactly.
All it takes, a bottle too. All cats will look alike and things will change.
It's not even about that.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It could be something more. So, yeah. I mean,
it could be spiritually more.
If she cannot find a way to talk her husband to them leaving that place or having to cut off totally, you can handle that one on that other side.
That's the war room. Okay, 15 minutes past the hour of 11. We are set. Who are we? We are the Techers, live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're set for the family talk. And today, a continuation of yesterday's conversation, coming up right now.
Considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Right, welcome, Lagos. Check your time is 16 minutes past 11 right here. The Family Talk is live. And we started this conversation yesterday. We're talking family values, family value system. You agree with me that every family, one way or the other, directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously, they have some set of values that that family lives by, some kind of a set of rules, beliefs, practices that a family live by. Mm-hmm. And then for some people, they're all about it being so strict. Now, when I say values in terms of religion, in terms of education, in terms of career, morals, and the likes. Mm-hmm. For some people, right, they take these values very, very strict in the sense if you can't...
It's do or die.
Do or die. Right. When it comes to belief system, it's do or die. If you ever come... if you go contrary to what we have set down as the rules and the beliefs and the practices we're living by in this family, you will be disowned. Right. I know that sounds familiar. And then there are also some families where it is flexible, where that's, you know, there's room for communication. There's room for the child to come in and say, I've chosen this part for my life. I've chosen that part for my life. And the family, you know, comes together and then they agree and say, okay, I have trained you to a certain level that I think that, okay, it's good enough for you to make a decision for yourself. So we're asking, should family values be outrightly strict? Or should it be flexible?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, let's even tell ourselves fact. As much as we have, come to growing up, right? We had some values that our families instilled in us.
Yeah.
When we grew, we met came out into the society, right? Mm-hmm. We met a few other people from different homes and different climes. And then we became exposed. We started questioning those values that our family taught us or instilled in us. We started questioning some things that we knew, all our lives, right? So at that point where we get into where we now tell ourselves, okay, I know my family, you've tried, but this is the part I want to follow. There's usually that, at some point in our lives. So if that is the case, should it be flexible?
You know, the question, I love that question because most times our family values are not necessarily, in line with society's values. Mm. Society's values.
Yeah.
But in most cases, our family values also intertwine with societal moral values, as it were.
True.
But the truth is, for example, let's take a value like integrity. You are taught integrity in different ways. You are punished whenever you go short, fall short of that in the family, just to instill that in you. Mm-hmm. And then you get your, you become a Nigerian politician.
Mm, okay.
Just saying that I want to be a Nigerian politician. Your integrity value is gone. Yeah. It's totally gone. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah.
You can't have it anymore.
Yeah, no.
Because you be in a place where they say, well, this is a society. And in this society, these are the rules.
Yeah.
These rules, integrity is not part of it at all. It's about it's about interests. So you start dropping values like integrity to pick up interests because of survival or whatever reason.
Yeah.
So yes, that's where the question of should it be strict? Now, for somebody who has been strict, you've come from a strict home where integrity is key. If your opportunities are in politics and you have core value as integrity, you may never achieve your dreams.
You will never be in that field.
You will never be in that field.
It doesn't align with your...
You are holding on to your values of, at the same time, it negates what it operates in that political space.
Mm.
So that's a typical example, just to broaden it a bit. And there's so many values like that.
Yeah. We also mentioned about career yesterday, where that, this child has said, in the family, it's a strict value when it comes to career field, where this family we have chosen for ourselves. Mm. We are going to be in this career field. Mm-hmm. So if you come out to say, or you say, I'm no longer... I don't want to go through this part. This is what I want for myself. This is the career field I want.
Yeah.
Right. If it's strict, there's a tendency of that child being the black sheep of the family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or maybe a value like loyalty.
Mm.
You get on the streets, you are being in the village or maybe wherever you've been, they've taught you loyalty. You have to be loyal, to people that are close to you, your love. And then, boom, you get into the society, your loyalty gets into trouble. It gets into trouble.
Oh, okay.
You now realize that loyalty does not work on the streets.
Hmm.
So that's kind of like, going against your value. That's not to say you should change and become disloyal, but you now become confused. So if we instill these values, at what point should we be flexible to let them understand that this is the limit? When you get to the society, there's a limit of how much you can carry on this with you.
Mm.
Or instead of saying, strictly this is what it's going to be, at all times you must be like this. Once you're a member of this family, this is what it should be. So the question comes again. Should family values be strict or
flexible? Knowing that the societal values sometimes negate our own or that nuclear family values. What are your thoughts? 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Different lines are buzzing.
Absolutely. For WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. And what are your family values? Do you have them? Do you remember any of them?
Were they strict?
So now that those values, how much have you carried on those values in your life
as
a person outside of your family? Because the whole idea is for you to represent your family with these values so they can be identified. These people, that's what they stand for.
Yes.
This is how they are. No, these people. How many of such values can you remember that you have been applying and how has it impacted your life as an individual?
And then as a parent, does it scare you that sometimes, right, the values that you are instilling in your home, in your family, you are scared that, if these children go into this world, are they strong enough? Are these values strong enough to keep them?
To keep them going.
To keep them going in the society,
absolutely.
Right? 0700-993-993-993. And there's this saying... there's a scripture in the Bible that says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows, he would not depart from it, right? So people hold on to that, saying that if I instill good values in my child, no matter where he or she goes to, or the society, or whoever, how exposed they are not going to forget the values that I have instilled in them.
Is that true?
Yeah. I want to thank you that you asked the question, is that true? Does that really play out?
Tell your personal experience. Taiwo is calling us. He's a first caller on this segment from Ogun State. Hi, Taiwo. Good morning to you. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Taiwo Alivioshi.
Oh, right, welcome, Taiwo. Let's talk.
Pertaining to family values, I believe family values are just like a basic foundational knowledge that every person should have. It's not something that should be totally rigid. Like in my family, for instance, everybody must go to school. You can't just wake up and say you don't want to go
to school.
And the standard for every one of us is that if you are doing a 4-year course, you must do your master's. That's the standard. So I believe that it gets to a point that when you are old enough to know what is right and what is wrong, then you can now make some adjustments on some certain moral values that you think they are not right or they are old.
Wow.
So what happens?
Okay, thank you so much. He believes that it's a foundational thing. When you grow, you decide.
Yeah, so he said it shouldn't be so rigid, knowing that, you know, when they grow, they're still going to decide for themselves.
Absolutely.
So I was listening to a certain podcast. I don't know if I should tell this experience of mine before we go on a break.
Why not?
So it is Oprah Winfrey's... I think that Super Soul podcast? Yeah. So she was talking about ego. How that... So she had several thought leaders and great minds that she interviewed.
Yeah.
And this particular speaker said something that, you know, was kind of striking. That leader said, most times when parents want to give birth or have children, it is not that they... It's coming from a place of I want to have, to fulfill a certain interest of theirs. And so it is selfish to birth children. That's what she said. And she also said that and when we birth them, we continue with the I want the child to be, I want the child to look this way, I want the child to be this way, I continues.
Yeah.
And then there's that part where, and you know, the I, which is the attribute of the ego, where that, you know, it could be selfish.
Yeah.
And, you know, you forget that child also is a human being that has emotions, that has interests, that you know, has a personality of their own. You understand? So it struck some kind of chord somewhere.
You know, about his values. So how do you give values based on a person's personality or just general values? Everyone.
Basic.
Do you study people individually to give them values, or is it just, look, these are family values and this is the way they are? How flexible should values be in the family? We'll be right back.
Okay. And we're back. 11:34 on the clock is Family Talk with the Techers. I am Andrea Oduobi, Teke.
And I'm Collins. Okay. Just to remind you that you can stream us live on our socials and Facebook. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. That we can stream us live and see our faces. And of course, you can drop your comments there. On YouTube, it's Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM. Simple. Send, stream, comment, and let's take it up from there. Family values, what we're talking about. Should they be strict or flexible?
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. So I'm sure that some people might not necessarily know that what they are instilling in their children, be it in a belief system, be it in practices, rules, all of these things, principles, these are values that you are instilling in your children or in your family one way or the other.
That's right. And because values are passed down, most times people do not for themselves find out what values specifically they have. They just, this is the way my parents taught me and I'm going to teach you this way.
Yes.
This is where our family
is.
Without necessarily outlining each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be great for us to mention some of those values that exist. Okay. Well, one of them is honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty as a value is important that members of the family understand the importance of honesty and also hold that strongly. Say the truth at all times.
Yeah.
That also, we'll get to that. There's a value of respect. to respect. Yes. All right. It's very necessary. You know how families are when people say they've earned their dues. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. I've paid my dues. Sorry, I've earned my position. For example, there are positions in the family that people grow to occupy.
Yeah.
And that comes with respect.
Mm.
So families apply such things as a way of instilling respect.
Or
family members.
Yeah, or this person is older than you.
Yes, age.
Age also, yeah.
You know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And another one again is family time. You know, family itself, considering that spending time, quality time with family, making it a value to specifically know that, okay, it is very important and pertinent, irrespective of what it is, I spend time with family. You know, some people might be practicing some of these without necessarily knowing that what you're doing is instilling some family values.
Yeah.
Another one, I mentioned integrity earlier, you know, teaching you to stand by your words, mean what you say,
whatever you go,
whatever you do, do not say yes. That's honesty.
When
that's
you
integrity.
Mean to say no.
Absolutely. Yeah. And contribution, this is another one that also comes with some unwritten rule.
Yeah.
You know, that's where black tax come from.
Yeah.
Contribution, knowing that, you know, it's a value. For the family instills such values for...
Once you are good enough, successful enough, you must help your siblings.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so people grow up and find out that, oh boy, that's in no work. I can't be paying school fees. Is it my PK? You know, that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
But you know, some families have instilled such a value of contribution in such a way that it's like a law.
It's strict. It's not flexible.
To members of the family. So depending on your... And then loyalty is one other thing, which I think some of these are very pertinent, that they are a must-do kind of values.
So that means you're saying that there are some values that are basic. There are some values that are the foundations. We must instill those values. It must be strict.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Another value is religion, you know?
Should religion be strict or flexible?
No, it has to be flexible.
Okay.
Can't be strict.
Okay.
It can't be strict because it's a belief.
Mm.
You know, you can't force a person to believe. You know, as it were. And I've mentioned justice also, and I've mentioned religion.
Mm.
So if you look at all of these different values, values that I've mentioned, from family time, justice, to religion, to education, to loyalty,
integrity, honesty, respect,
contribution, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All these values, if you check that list, there are some that you can say this should be strict.
Yeah.
But others, you know, you can be flexible.
So that means that there are some family values that could be strict, and there are some that could be flexible.
That's right.
Okay. I'm in Lagos. Let's hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just
alone. Good morning, detectives.
Good morning.
This is Remy.
Welcome.
Hi, it's been a while.
Yeah, I've been out. Should family values be strict or flexible?
Yes.
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah, there should be as in the middle ground for both.
Okay.
Because as this life be, going by the way I was raised, both of these things were used. Even it was more of strict. Say you get.
Yeah.
Going by the kind of relative neighborhood I grew up in. Say you get. So, I heard Andrea quoting someone from a podcast that she said, parents are selfish kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what the person said.
And there's no way as a parent who, there's no way you won't be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
So selfish at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Here you get. Because as it is, I can't have a kid and allow my kid to make a choice for herself or for himself. Because he or she doesn't understand life yet.
Okay.
There is no way. Even God who created us gave us a template. That's why giving us a free will.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a template to live by.
That's right.
Because he knew we could make wrong choices.
Mm-hmm.
So as parents, till that age, maybe say the kid could reach, make decisions by himself or herself. Parents, although some people can take it beyond the normal level, people become extreme.
Yeah.
But parents must, it is a must.
For you to be selfish.
Parents must nurture their kids
And part of it is you imposing some things on them. Mm. Since they don't understand the result of what they are doing, now you understand everything they won't do.
Abi, at least do your part.
To nurture them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See you guys.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Remy.
Emmanuel's on the line, and he's calling from Ikeja. He's a first-time caller.
Hi, Emmanuel.
Yeah, good morning, or good afternoon, morning, rather.
It's morning.
Welcome.
Yes. Quite interesting topic. I must confess, I'm your regular fan, quite right.
Wow.
And I would remember calling sometime when you had a similar conversation on family.
Yeah.
And letting you know how wonderful it was if you had a good understanding of some of these tenets and applying them well. And I told you how, even in my own family, I had to have things resolved to the point that I would normally have family board meetings.
Yes.
Yes, I remember you.
You gave us
right,
that.
Right.
Most of us have adopted that word.
And in all honesty, you see, there are some of these fundamentals that really apply. Now, I know that in the field of psychology, it is clearly stated that you have two basic models for bringing up a child. One is the participatory model, and the other one is the repressive model. Now, you will discover that in participation, you naturally need to engage the child and then have the child understand why you're actually exercising certain things. And when he comes into understanding with you, it becomes easier for you as a parent to have that child follow after your instruction. Now, the second one is when you have to necessarily repress. That is by having to apply one punitive
measure,
procedure or the other. Maybe sometimes use the cane. Now, you must be in tune with the fact that the child, as a matter of fact, has emotion. The child, as a matter of fact, has will. Now, let me bring it down. In my family, addressing values, I have a long list. And then such list, like you are trying to point out, having to deal with honesty and so on and so forth. What I do in my own case is put incentive at the end of most of these things. If you tell the truth most of the time when you are challenged with one behavior or the other, you have a 100% chance of getting scot-free. Now, but at the end, we would need to discuss why you did what you had to do. And at the end of the day, discuss the consequences of what you have to do or what you did do, more or less, and then establish that it would never have to be done again. Now, when that, I tried that most of the time, and I discovered that a good number of times you would have the children on their own having the cause to want to even express themselves from the truthful perspective, not really from the point of the fact of, okay, let me do it, but at the end of the day I would say I was the one who did it. But more particularly from the angle of the fact that it is more honorable to say the truth. And over time, I have come to realize that you hardly have anybody telling lies in the family. That's point number one. Then point number two, you know, which is very, very essential, is that when you create room, like I pointed out earlier, you know, for people, children in the family to express themselves, you give them the opportunity to begin to consider themselves as integral factors, as shareholders, more or less, you know, in matters that have to deal with their personal interests. And in doing that, you find out that at the end of the day, it becomes easier for you to graduate values out of them. So parents would necessarily need to understand that it is not...
Welcome back. Sincere apologies to the last caller. We had that ad break that had to come. We sincerely apologize. But our conversation hasn't changed. We're still talking about family values, whether they should be strict or flexible.
That's right.
And he was making very valid points there. That's Emmanuel.
Absolutely.
If you can call back, we'd appreciate it.
We apologize that we had to quickly go on that break.
Absolutely.
Do we have comments on...
Yes, on Facebook we do have.
Okay, so let's see. Okori Michael says, good morning to you guys. I'm celebrating my birthday today. And he says, it depends on the family. I'm only in love with your children.
All right. Happy birthday to you, Kuru Mikhail.
Happy birthday. Okay, we have Saint Everest says, Ogateke, you are a fortunate man.
Okay.
All right. I think
a loving guy is combination. Mad, oh, me too. I want to love. Oh, I go and love, man. Love is good. Love is a beautiful thing. But love is not an emotion. Remember that. All right. I think not being strict with values is what has brought us a lot of corruption in our present day. And if all parents in the past and the society collectively partook in raising kids, I don't think that there will be this much corruption and decadence would prevail and keep increasing today. You say, on the other hand, parents should have an open mind and know their children, how their kids have their purposes on planets.
That's coming from Constantios.
Yeah.
Constantios Ihea Kwaba. All right, thank you. We also have Oye Fusi on Facebook saying, what's up, Lagos? Family value system should be flexible and not strict or rigid. Okay. Righty. On WhatsApp, we have Chibuzo Benjamin. He says, family values should be of the two, that is strict, principled and lenient, flexible, okay? According to situation at hand. And he says, spoil the road and spare the...
spare the road.
That's exactly how he said it.
Okay,
he
wrote it.
That's exactly how he wrote it. But I think we got your message. This person here says, I teach my children what works on the streets.
Straight up. So what works on the streets?
Exactly my point. Which streets? I was going to ask that. So what works on the streets? Right. Michael Josephson says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to the world's greatest couple, the Techers. My name is Chris from... Chris from Ikotus. He sent a message, more like a quote from Michael Josephson. He says, here is my contribution to your topic on family values. It's a quote and it says, how we behave around our children have much more impact in the character than telling them how they should behave.
Now that comes to the question of how do you instill values?
Exactly. Is it about saying
it to them? Is it practicing what you preach or preaching it to them and not necessarily practicing it?
Patrick from Ogba says, the concept of carrying along in the journey of leading, especially in beliefs and some of us, have been in a battle to be given second look to even robots to have some malfunctioning attitude most times. So parents shouldn't expect... I said, train up a child to go well all times. I believe God has wired us differently. So all may not go your way. Mm-hmm. We have the good, the weird, and the extraordinary.
That's right. In instilling values, do you do it based on the person's personality, individual personality, or is that are they general rules? For example, a person's personality will determine what they need more or what will work for them more. Does everything work? Is it, you know, all fits, you know, all shoes fit all, as it were, or how do you go about it? These are some of the questions that we need to ask.
That's right.
This is Family Talk with the Techers. Should family values be strict or
flexible? 0700 993 993 993. Hello. Righty.
Call that sound. Call us back. Like not.
If you can. On WhatsApp, E-Plus, the storyteller says, family values could go both ways, either for selfish reasons or could be basically genuine. All right.
Wow, how time flies. You won't believe that. Time is almost there. The calls are coming in, the messages on Facebook and on YouTube. Hi, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Colin. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good to have you.
Yeah, this is Wally from Dokomo.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
welcome, Wally. Let's talk.
All right. Talking about family
values.
Strict or
flexible.
I will go with flexibility because from where I grew up, the hood I grew up, parents are very, very strict. And now that I'm doing, I've checked it out.
Are you using your hands free?
Yes.
Ah, we can't hear you.
It's good.
We're sorry.
So can you hear me now?
Better, a lot better.
I said, now that I'm grown, I've done a little bit of research on kids that grow up with flexible values
are kind of more successful than the strict ones. You get it? Because our parents don't understand children. They impose what they want on their children. And by the time those kind of kids grow up, it really affects them negatively. So I just go with the flexibility.
So you're saying it should be flexible.
Thank you so much. And
Michael is on the line. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
The best call for line radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I just want to contribute on the program.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I can remember in secondary school, I had a best friend. Then they attend the palace. And, you know, deeper life then now. Sorry for mentioning the church.
Yeah, but you have to be very fast because we are running out of time. Quickly.
Yeah. He has a very good upbringing, but at the tail end of SS3, the guy diverted, you know. They met a friend, a lady, and, you know, from there they started this romance and stuff like that. So most times, family upbringing doesn't really
determine.
Tells you all the things you should do.
Okay.
So you as a person, you should know what, when to apply your family values and when not to, when to be flexible and when not to.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your contribution. I think he's trying to say that, I mean, in some cases, there are some values that you have to be strict on, and there are also some values you have to be flexible on. Well, I mean, you mentioned something very, very important about your personality. We should instill some values into children based on personality. I think that also plays a role, because it also plays a role when that particular child grows to becoming an adult and now start to question some things about themselves, you know, that comes to play in that regard.
Yeah.
That comes to play.
Well, our time is really fast spent. But let's remember, let's ask ourselves this question. We want to instill values. One, what's the purpose of instilling the value? Mm-hmm. Is this just so that the family tradition can continue? Or because you want to build champions, people who will be able to, you know, become proud ambassadors of the family, exhibiting some of these great values in their day-to-day activity and contributing to the society? Or is it just about, oh, we have these values and that's what we stay by?
Yeah.
So whatever the answer is, we determine how you think the best way to go about instilling values.
Either it being strict or being flexible. Thank you, Lagos. It's always a pleasure hanging with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about time that we left the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping we had a good time. I'm hoping that we learned. It looked like a sober moment for us to, you know,
to reflect.
Reflect and ask ourselves some kind of questions. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take
care. And I'm Collins. Take care. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Stay tuned for the news coming up shortly.